Well, last Wednesday night, I sat in the stalls of the Grand Opera House in sheer delight as the cast of Singing in the Rain danced and sang their way through 2.5 hours of pure entertainment magic. It was a wonderful, elaborate, carefree production that commanded a standing ovation as over 12,000 litres of water fell for a second time during the finale. Two of the stars, and there are many stars in this production, but two whom you will immediately recognise are with me this afternoon. Formerly from Emmerdale and Coronation Street, the wonderful Vicky Binns, and latterly from Emmerdale, among many other shows, it has to be said, Maxwell Caulfield. The both of you are very, very welcome indeed.
Thank you. Hello.
I have to say...
What an introduction. Well, we'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. Lovely. Thank you.
I have to say, I have to congratulate you, not just yourselves, but the whole cast. This was just a wonderful, happy production. Is that the way you have felt about it? Because you look as if you're having a ball up there.
That's so nice of you to say. You very rarely get to, you know, hear the response.
No,
the
I do hear that actually.
From the audience, other than the, you know, clapping at the end.
Yeah, the enthusiasm, though, apparently from the cast is
it's infectious.
It is, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It comes across, everybody's smiling, everybody's reacting off, even when they're not center stage, the reaction's all over the place. It is just a wonderful couple of hours entertainment, there's no doubt about it. You, Maxwell, I see through Twitter, you're fascinated by the theatre itself.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Is that your first time?
No, well, I've been lucky enough to play a few of Frank Matcham's wonderful designs. You know, it's such a glorious... the theatre's in such fabulous condition. I think it was renovated in 2002.
It was, yes.
And restored to its grandeur. And he's just... I think he's really the undisputed maestro of early 20th century theatre design.
Absolutely.
Late 19th. I mean, it's they're so ornate, his buildings, and yet they're also very, very practical. The acoustics are always fabulous in his venues. And they're all always have a different motif. I mean, the little theatre, not so little, the Grand in Blackpool has a dwarves bar in the upper circle.
A dwarves
bar? Literally. I mean, he just thought of everything, this guy. You go in there and you have to, you know, duck your head to get in there.
Wow.
And there's a bar that sort of stops about waist height. I mean, I guess there was a preponderance of little people in Blackpool at the time.
Or maybe have the pantomime on for 51 weeks of the year.
Yeah, better still. Yeah, that's more logical. Yeah, the drunken actors reeling up their post-performance.
Vicky, for people who have been living on Mars for the past 50 years or so, this is a very simple story, Singing in the Rain. Give us a quick resume of what it's about.
Okay, so yeah, the story is set in 1927, and it's about the transition from the silent movies into the talkies. So you start with these two very successful silent movie stars whose names are above the studio. You know, it's Lena Lamont and Don Lockwood, and they are the stars of every silent movie. And you've got RF, the producer, played by Maxwell. So all is going swimmingly at the beginning, and then this transition comes in, and it's kind of how that affects everyone and the people that get left behind because of that.
And the character that you played, Lena Lamont, Lena gets left behind.
Lena, definitely.
Can you give me an example?
Kicking and screaming all the way.
Can you give me a reason, the reason why, Vicky?
No, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't know what the problem is.
That's why Lena Lamont never made it into the talkies.
I know, I still don't get what you're saying, but so the sort of demise of Lena Lamont, which is an absolute joy to play.
This is a part from heaven for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, when my agent first rang me about the part, he said, you know, the West End show of Singing in the Rain. I said, oh, Ollie, I think you've rung the wrong client. I think you've rung the wrong Vicky, because musical theatre is quite a skill. A skill that I don't have. Can't sing a note. And then he explained the part of Lena Lamont.
I thought I might be in here.
Could be made for me.
The more off key you are, the better.
Yeah.
No, she defines screaming diva, I'll tell you.
It's great fun. It's very funny as well, on top of it all.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, like, were you a fan of the film?
I love the film.
So it's really nice to feel that the audience are not disappointed if they love the film and are a fan of the film. It translates so well. You know, I hope you'll agree, because I thought that in the West End, it's so clever how they get all the humour, all the, you know, the pathos, just the whole style and feel of the film is right there, and it's nice to feel the audience are kind of with you and they know what's coming next. But then equally for anyone who hasn't seen the film,
just,
you know, a great way to experience the story.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, the film itself still, what, in top 10 favourite films of all time?
I believe
very
good reason. In a TV or a film critics poll, it was the 20th, they rated it as the 20th best film ever made.
Wow. You know, still,
isn't it?
Still.
It's got all those
essential
ingredients. And it's actually, if you've resisted musical theatre up until now, it's a great primer. It's a great way into musical theatre because it's got all the great elements, romance and obviously humour.
I didn't know you were a song and dance man, Maxwell.
Well, I'm not allowed to be in this one. In fact, they'd probably be right not to have me dancing around, but certainly I wouldn't mind warbling a note or two. But that said, the kids in the show are so gifted in terms of their dancing abilities, and then the songs are so irresistible, and we have this fabulous band behind us.
It is.
Yeah, who really make us look very good indeed.
The whole production is just wonderful. I would encourage anybody to go along.
Sweet,
with you. You're there until what, tomorrow week?
Yes.
You have another
17th
week,
I believe, and again, just coming to the Grand Opera House is a treat in itself, obviously.
It's standing ovations every night, I'm told.
We
hope so. We
demand it. Jinx ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Wednesday night. Well, it looks.
But you know, you have a great. The audience in Belfast has been very kind. I mean, I think because it's much more quite intimate the theatre.
Yes.
Compared to other ones, you can hear there's some cracking laughers, isn't there?
Yes, a great sense of humour in this town.
Brilliant sense of humour. And you know, sort of the first scene, you go, "Oh, we're going to have fun tonight."
Yeah, even I'm getting laughs. That's very gratifying.